This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 3rd of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day has brought mild weather across Israel, with Jerusalem enjoying a pleasant breeze and Tel Aviv basking under clear skies. As night falls, temperatures remain comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the Israeli Air Force struck Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon earlier today. Weapons caches, including rockets and rifles, were targeted. Also, Mariv reveals that satellite images show the IDF establishing a new buffer zone in southern Lebanon, turning areas like Bin Jebel into ruins. Also this hour, JNS reports that Hezbollah launched rockets and drones targeting Israeli forces in southern Lebanon. Fortunately, there are no reports of injuries. Separately, I-24 News states that Iran presented a three-step plan to the U.S. to transition from a ceasefire to ending the war. And finally, according to JTA, a new poll found 40% of Jewish NYC voters rate Mayor Zohan Mamdani's performance as poor. The poll aims to highlight Jewish support for Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, a conflict analysis account, reported just minutes ago that vessels in Ras al Khaimah are ordered to leave for Dubai, reportedly by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. Times of Israel posted earlier today that newly acquired jets will become the cornerstone of the IDF's strategic air superiority in evolving regional threats. Ihab Hassane, a journalist, shared that Israeli settlers have established a new illegal outpost in the West Bank's Christian village of Tebe. They plan to stay overnight, despite local tensions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IAF strikes in southern Lebanon. According to the Jerusalem Post, the strikes were part of an ongoing effort to dismantle Hezbollah's military infrastructure. The discovery of weapons caches highlights the escalating threat along the northern border. For civilians in the area, this means continued uncertainty and tension. Turning to the IDF's buffer zone in southern Lebanon, as per Mariv, the demolition of villages like Bin Jael is part of Israel's strategy to create a security belt. This approach mimics tactics used in Gaza, raising concerns about long-term regional stability. Residents face displacement and humanitarian challenges. Meanwhile, the attempted Hezbollah attacks earlier today highlight ongoing hostilities. JNS reports that despite no injuries, the situation remains fragile. This underscores the persistent volatility in southern Lebanon, affecting both military personnel and local communities. Iran's proposal to the U.S. marks a diplomatic effort to de-escalate tensions. As I-24 News outlines, the three-step plan aims to transition from a ceasefire to peace talks. Success could hinge on international cooperation, affecting broader Middle East stability. And in New York, Mayor Zohran Mamdani faces criticism from the Jewish community. JTA notes that this sentiment reflects broader concerns over his policies towards Israel. The outcome could influence future political dynamics in the city. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC covers AppCharge's initiative to support smaller developers against App Store monopolies. This movement could reshape the app development landscape, encouraging innovation and competition. Separately, Mariv Business highlights that some wealthy Britons regret relocating to Dubai, citing cultural and lifestyle challenges. This development could impact investor migration patterns. And finally, Walla Business reports the U.S. Army's acquisition of Israeli-made drones. These advanced drones enhance tactical capabilities, boosting Israel's defense export profile. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.